opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, sometimes we do that. Boy, we got a lot of sports to get to today. And a game tonight. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, you magnificent bitches, for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart.
What up?
Aaron Rabold, Lord Voldemort, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you get to hear whatever conversations happen on the break, which... sometimes there's good stuff. Sometimes there's no stuff. Just depends. And it's a Thursday already. Thinking about that today. I can't believe it's already Thursday. This week's flown by, man.
Has it?
Has for me.
Boy, yeah, I remember last night I told my wife, oh, my God, it's been like the longest week ever, and it was only Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's kind of flown by.
What a life you've got.
Not much of one these days.
I had a medical procedure done today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I've got testosterone placed into my body now.
Really?
Yep. I was down at Apollo. Joel Blank talks about Apollo.
Yeah, yeah.
I went down there and I got the pellet therapy, testosterone. I'm pumped up on test now. Remember when we...
you're going to start a fight with somebody?
We just called it test. I'm loaded up on test, brother.
We just called it juice.
Yeah,
so in the 80s, it's like, here's some juice for you, boom,
yeah,
done.
So I'm loaded up on juice now, but it was a very polite procedure.
And they didn't mess with your pee hole or anything?
No, didn't do that. And I haven't been able to take testosterone. And I've always they told me this time, they're like, your levels are what we would consider normal, but they're at the very low end of normal. And I was like, well... Let's crank it up then. And I haven't been able to do it before because I had to take tests for fighting. I had to get drug tested, and I couldn't be all tested out when I was fighting people. So now I'm tested out because I'm not fighting any humans anytime soon, at least not in a legal controlled cage setting. I might fight you guys tomorrow at happy hour. We'll just have to see. We'll see how quick this test kicks in. But I'm expecting to. I'm probably going to be able to hit 50 to 60 home runs in the next day or two.
That'll be cool.
And yeah, basically I'll be Barry Bonds. My head is going to get bigger, they say.
I don't think your head can get any bigger.
What? But
oh wait, I better be nice because you're gonna be all jacked up now. You might kill me.
That's right. I'm gonna look like a pro wrestler. I am excited to see how if it affects my energy, if it affects my mood. I'll tell you, it can't hurt my mood. You know, you guys know me. I'm always in a bad mood.
Right. So maybe especially lately while you're losing weight.
Yes,
that's no fun.
Not fun.
I did that for a while, and it was great, and I'm actually thinking about, you know, maybe I'll go see them and get it done again, because I'm kind of in the same place, the low end of the scale, but it's not bad, but I don't have any energy right now, and part of it's just new medication and crap. This is old people stuff. This is what happens when you get old, and like I slept three times today, and every time I was just like sitting in my chair working.
You slept three times today?
Yeah, like for an hour each time.
What a life he's got. You've taken three hours worth of naps today
and
alone?
It's not like I wanted to, man.
What?
I was sitting there and twice I fell asleep staring into my computer.
I need Fred's life. I really do.
Well, it's about to get worse, but no, this is what happens when you get old. They put you on this medication and my body's adjusting to having it back because I was without it for like a month, and it's stronger than it was before.
Crank it up.
And the thing that it does, man, is like it's taking away my energy. And so like I'll have spurts of energy that last about 30 minutes and then 3 hours when we do the show.
Right.
But even at the end of the show yesterday, like the last 5 minutes, I could barely keep my eyes open. So I'm thinking testosterone might not be a bad thing.
Well, if you need any help keeping your eyes open, maybe you can count on my muscles to help them.
I've
got enough testo for both of us, buddy.
I don't want to see that, but you know, now when you walk home with a stiffy,
I'm going to be able to grow a beard now. You guys watch. I'll probably grow hair too.
No, and from what I understand, you know, it helps with your stiffy.
Yeah, that's the one thing my wife was concerned about. She's like, wait. So is this going to increase your sex drive? Because even though I'm apparently on the low end of normal, my sex drive, even for a 40-year-old man, and I am 40 now, is on the high end of normal, which, you know, if it gets any higher, my wife is going to be like, okay, what are we doing here? So I've got to, I'm going to have to try to, I'll probably just have to masturbate more often is what it boils down to.
Side piece.
Well, listen, I can't afford that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Who can afford that?
I'm pretty sure the Rona has ended all side pieces.
Yeah, no one. I'm not looking for that.
Oh well, but that's cool. And they did a show out there like last week.
I went out there and did the last hour of it. Yeah. So I do want to say they did a fantastic job. And I would recommend it if that's what you're looking for. And what I don't want to do is go down and get shots every week. That's not what I'm into. So basically this pellet therapy lets them just load it all into you at once and it slow releases over like 6 months. So I'm just going to be jacked for the next 6 months. And then when I stop getting jacked, I'll go hit them up for another shot. And well, not another shot, but another dose.
I like that.
And it's weird. They like, I got a shot, like they gave me a numbing shot and then they put an incision on me about the size of my thumbnail across. And he said he put 9 pellets in there. And I was like, well, I got plenty of room inside this body. Load it up.
I could probably take 18.
Maybe you could. Well, but then you'd be a rage monster. We don't want that.
Why not? That'd be kind of fun. Is there anything more creepy than an old man with long hair who's angry and wants to kill things?
Not many things.
We can make a hell of a horror movie out of that.
Not many things are creepier than that. I'll agree.
So, you know, then, I mean, if I'm going to go full on creepy, scary, you know, tales from the crypt, let's do the whole thing. But that sounds like a pretty easy procedure. So not really painful?
No. They told me don't swing a golf club or do any heavy twisting activities for the next 3 to 5 days. So my golf plans are canceled for the weekend.
I mean, you just propositioned Trey about going golfing.
That's true. Trey said he's never played golf in his life, and
I believe Trey
would be a fun golf partner. Trey's going to be the featured guest on Happy Hour tomorrow. Trey has is it his uncle?
Yes.
Is his name also Doug? Did I hear that? Or is
no?
About to say that's
Dave.
Dougs, man.
Yeah, Trey, who has 2 stepdads named Doug. Not at the same time. Separate stepdads named Doug. But now his uncle apparently has made some shine, some moonshine, homemade shine. And that's what we're going to have for our shot tomorrow from Baytown, Texas. Some local shine from the Baytown Badass's backyard. And I'm sure the Baytown Badass... It didn't make this.
Trey is the Baytown Badass. He's the right.
He's the real Baytown Badass.
He's the OG Baytown Badass.
That's what we're going to call this. Because you had asked him if he had a name for it. And you say he doesn't really have a name. Like, that's what we need to call it. The Baytown Badass Moonshine.
Okay. Well, there you have it. And we'll... all rights reserved? Is that...
Copyright.
Have we trademarked this?
Trademark. Well, it's now our intellectual property because we've said it on air.
Okay.
So, therefore... Yeah, I don't think he ever...
Hey, brother, I was saying it on air. Boy, when I hear myself talk like Clint, I can feel the test running through my veins. I'm starting to feel like Clint himself now. Hey, brother. I turn into a pro wrestler. It's like I'm juiced up on Arkansas milk.
I like it.
That's what it's got to be.
John says Dave Staubach.
Oh, come. Roger Staubach is not Trey's dad.
It made for a funny bit, though.
Now, just because a guy makes love to Trey's mom doesn't make him Trey's dad. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small percentage, actually. You want to break it down.
Trey's dad's name isn't Doug also, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't remember what he said his Bobby. Dad's name is.
I think it's Bobby, because I was listening on the way in.
Okay. Well, that's got to be Trey's real name then, too, is Robert. Is that right? How do I not know Trey at all? Trey is going to wear a basketball jersey to Happy Hour tomorrow because he bought another one. He bought Carmelo Anthony's high school jersey. And I said, Trey, you buy all these basketball jerseys. I've never seen you wear one. And he posts them on Instagram, and then they're never to be seen again. I guess he just wears them around the house. I don't know if they've got, do they have a half-court hoop set up at the trailer park where he lives? I don't know.
Maybe he's that's his investment plan. Like, some people buy guns and hold on to
them. That's a bad investment, though.
Yeah.
Well. I guess he's buying in while the market's down.
Yeah.
Because I know about 20 years ago, when Trey was probably about four, vintage basketball jerseys, they were a big thing and people paid big money for them.
Yep.
I've got a few still that I spent exorbitant amounts of money on and I don't wear now. Mitchell and Ness stock has got to be in the toilet these days, but
give it about 10 years.
Maybe he's waiting for it to come back around.
I think it will. I think those things will, if you hold on to them for 20 years, I mean, it's got to be a long-term investment, right?
Yeah.
I think they'll come around. He's got some cool stuff. Like, the only one I have, I have a Gary Carter Montreal Expos jersey that the wife picked up for me when she was in Montreal. I said, I want something from the Expos. And believe it or not, that's the only thing she could find. But it's still pretty cool.
I have a Tim Duncan Wake Forest jersey. I have a Magic Johnson Michigan State jersey.
That'll be worth something. I've got a Kirk Gibson Dodgers jersey somewhere.
I've got a bunch of other ones. But they're all those vacuum bags? I put them all in one of those vacuum bags and vacuumed it shut. So it's like there's like 20 or 30 jerseys in one, because I'm like, when am I going to wear these things again? What am I doing?
That'll keep them vintage.
I had a Dan Marino Pitt jersey.
I bet you can get something for that.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I'd have to check eBay. I found out my grandmother still has all my old concert jerseys from the early 80s. Vintage concert shirts.
But I've worn these.
I'm told people, I wore these too, but I'm told people buy those things now.
They make laundry detergent.
Yeah, but who's buying used clothes?
People who want it to look like they're actually there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hell, y'all don't remember about 10 years ago, the original Levi's that were made in America? You could sell one pair with the red stitching on the sides for like $300. It costs like $10.
I didn't know that.
80. I didn't know that either.
I think maybe I'm going to have to go and clean out some closets.
Do you have any old Levi's?
I don't know. I know she kept all my concert shirts, though.
Okay.
And there's some stuff that is like really freaking obscure.
Yeah, that one started, I think, in Japan. Like the original Levi's became like a high society fashion trend in Japan, and they were willing to pay lots of money for them.
Who would have thought?
Dude, there's nobody in Japan big enough to wear my Levi's.
It's funny. I remember.
Except maybe a sumo wrestler.
There was a time when I was in like junior high, and it was really important for me to have like a certain brand of jeans. Like the brand of jeans when I was in like 7th and 8th grade, it was Jerboe. And now it's like, I don't care what brand my jeans are. I just want them to fit and not make me look like a schlub, and hopefully my ass crack doesn't hang out. That's all I care about. If you've got a little stretch top, I'm okay with that. It's funny how you grow up. And then JNCOs in high school. And I wouldn't let my parents buy me knockoff JNCOs. I had to have the real deal. And then what's even more absurd is the real deal usually had like some little tagger kid with his skateboard on the bottom of the a leg sleeve. What do you call the bottom of your jeans? It's not the end of your sleeve,
pant leg.
Is it? Pant leg, the bottom of the pant leg. Yeah, there'd be like some sort of graffiti or something absurd. And it's like, I wanted that on my jeans. What's wrong with me? I have no idea.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A little pang of disappointment to hear that and not be there.
Yeah. Virtual radio row, though. Here we
are,
baby.
We are.
Here we are, baby!
I finally got to be at one.
Yeah, welcome, Aaron. This is how it works. We do the show. Occasionally people wander in and we interview them. And then we go and play poker and drink the rest of the time. Occasionally blackjack for AJ and occasionally the stupid horse game for me. That's it.
Got to give our money back somehow.
That's it. That's the trip. And then we, you know, sometimes have some drinks with some of the other radio folks.
Get to hang out with fancy famous people.
Yeah, here and there.
Go to dinner.
Like Booker T.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that. Sometimes we go to gay bars. You know, it's fun. We just kind of do whatever.
Have you ever been to a gay bar in Vegas?
No, I've never been one either.
Okay, that was a test. I didn't know,
the only time I went to the gay bar was in Dallas, and that was sort of by accident, except for the second night when you guys wanted to go back, and that was not by accident.
Well, you picked it the first time.
No, I did not pick it. That is a myth.
You were putting
Nick
in charge.
Nick and I both asked the bartender, hey, where's a place we can go since this is closing?
Did you ask a gay bartender?
I don't know if he was gay or not. He wasn't wearing a sign.
Did you kiss him?
No. No, we were just, the same bartender who'd been serving us all drinks when he told us it was last call.
At what point did you know that we were at a gay bar?
About as soon as we walked in, yeah.
Okay. But you still felt like it was okay to stand, like, with your face a foot away from another dude's face for, like, an hour.
No, that's fake news. #fake news.
No. Well, let's get Nick in on this. Fred was wasted.
Fred becomes a close talker when he's
Fred
drunk.
Fred is a close talker when he's drunk. But it was, I think that this guy assumed that because we were at the gay bar that we were gay. And this tiny Hispanic guy, he'd taken a shine to old Freddy, Uncle Freddy, as they like to call him. And Fred, of course, who I know to be not gay, I think he was far enough into the beer.
I am friendly, though.
You're very friendly. And I think that it may
I'm a
have,
friendly drunk. I think we can all.
It may have been mistaken for the wrong kind of friendly is all I was saying.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember that we wound up. Plus, I had a bunch of edibles, too, before we
went I can there. Say with certainty that Fred did not go home with that young Latin lover. I know that for a fact.
I don't because I don't remember.
I'm telling you.
So I'm glad that you know that.
I can let you know. It didn't happen.
But yeah, it's funny because you were talking about moments like that where I've just gotten so blackout and I've kind of figured it out. The last two times it's happened, both been January, a year apart. So I'm down to one a year.
So January, that's when it happens.
That's when I'll get blacked out drunk again.
Okay. I cannot wait.
You know, although I'm kind of at the point now where I don't really want to do that stuff anymore.
What?
I'm just.
I told you didn't sleep with that Latin guy.
Well, I know, but you know, you're not always there, so who knows? Where are the loud Spanish guys at Virtual Radio Row? That's what we need. We need the guys who got in the fight.
Yeah,
that was like the weakest thing ever. Yeah, you know, a fight at Radio Row. Over God knows what.
I'm still not sure if that was real.
Yeah, it looked fake. AJ, Fred, I've hooked up with tons of women the two times I went to gay bars, so.
I mean, there were very, very few women.
Well, didn't we bring the women?
We brought the women that were there, we brought.
Yeah. But they're friends and people we work with. Let's not.
Right,
let's
not random women.
Yeah, so, let's not.
They were people in our work group.
Yeah, we're not. I don't want to give the wrong impression here, just in case anyone important is listening. But hey, can you do me one favor today?
Sure.
Can we be Deshaun Watson free for the whole show?
I'll do my best.
Okay, because we got plenty of other stuff to talk about. We got college football. You know, Jerome may want to talk about it because that's Jerome. But I don't feel like there's anything left to add until he goes out and plays like crap against the Steelers. I think we beat it to death.
Okay.
So
we'll start it up again next week.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to because he's going to do it again. So, from Tennis Tony, are you known as Big Daddy Falcon like AJ?
No, I've never been known as that.
Stop it. OJ, I mean, not AJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he's not. OJ's just Big Daddy.
I thought he was Daddy Juice.
Yeah, he was Daddy Juice.
He wasn't Big Daddy. He's just Daddy Juice. Daddy J.
Yeah, I kind of miss the screaming Spanish guys when they do their song.
I mean, listen, if we're being honest, I miss the free food.
Free food. I miss the poker.
Yeah, I miss a sweet setup in the MGM.
I miss the whiskey bar at MGM.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I miss.
I miss staggering in from a 10 o'clock poker tournament and all our friends are in that bar, the lobby bar.
Lobby bar.
And then we wind up staying up for two or three more hours.
Yep. Yeah.
So... I wish, but you know what? I think from what I've heard, Vegas still isn't close to being Vegas again.
I would imagine it's not.
Having said that, a Vegas with fewer people?
I got invited. So because I carry because the station carries the Cowboys games, I get invited every year to a game, like to go sit in the suite at a game.
Suites there are pretty badass.
Suites there are pretty badass. I got my invitation today, and I want to know what you guys would do. Would you go if they told you, we've got two suite tickets for you, however, there will be no food or drinks in the suite, and you'll have to sign a COVID waiver?
Easy answer here.
Cowboys versus Browns. Last year it was the Giants, and the Cowboys beat the dog snot out of the Giants last year.
Okay.
It was ugly.
This is just me. The only reason to go to a suite is the food and the alcohol. Because you take that out of the equation, and they're just nice seats.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
And... You know, I mean, I have no problem signing a COVID waiver, and I have no problem getting tested before I go. But
same. And when I went last year, like the cool thing about it is you get to like you're able to once you get in, you're able to go down to field level, and you're allowed to like walk around on the field until 5 minutes before the game.
So I bet you they're not going to let you do that.
There's no way they're going to let you do.
Although
that.
It's also from your perspective. Now you're asking me. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But you need to kind of keep that relationship going with those people. And from a business perspective, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like you have an automatic out if you just say,
this is the year
because of COVID, I don't want to, I'm not traveling.
Right. I don't think anybody's going to hate if you say, I'm not really comfortable with
that. That can be your out. That's fair. But let me ask you this. If we got told, hey, we're going to do a limited Radio Row in Vegas next month, would you say no to that?
Of course I wouldn't say no to that.
Yeah, so...
Are the Cowboys playing the Browns there? Because then I don't know. Did they say, there's no food or drinks here in Vegas this year. Sorry. Then I would say no. If there's no food or drinks in Vegas...
There's not really much poker, so that's kind of out of the equation.
I mean, I'd like to go to Vegas right now, but I don't think it wouldn't be all that fun.
Well... I had a friend who went and he was just asking me for places to go. And I told him, dude, I don't know what's open, but here's the places we like. And so he told me like during the week, it was really dead and a lot of the bars weren't open, but on the weekend it picked up quite a bit. And so it's, and I don't mind it when it's not crowded there.
Yeah.
Cause it's pretty rare when you go to Vegas and it's not crowded, but like if we're there on Wednesday and Thursday and it's kind of dead, I'm okay with that. You know, because I'll still find stuff to do. It's Vegas. But, you know, it's hard to socially distance even if the casinos aren't full. And that's just, and Dustin keeps begging you to give the tickets to him. Yeah, I could just see that. Yeah, he'd be up there and, you know, he'd have all his Cowboys gear on and he'd pull out his thing that has the star tattooed on it. And he'd be like, you'd embarrass us. We can't have it.
The second Prescott scores a touchdown, they all of a sudden have to bring in towels and bleach and stuff to clean up the
stadium. Yeah, it's like, I got the blue lights in there. It's like, who did this? Who did this? We all know. All right, guys. Guess what I just did? I just punched a little ticket on Dolphin plus three tonight as the Dolphins and the Jaguars square off, and I did it on my bookie. And, man, there's everything to bet on right now. You still got NBA games. You're going to have a couple more NHL games, it looks like. Not many more. You got baseball, getting ready for the playoffs. MMA, bet on AJ's picks. Soccer, you name it, all on mybookie.ag. But you know me, I'm about that football. Got that game tonight. Got a couple college bets down. And we'll be betting Sunday. And the thing I love about it's the live betting, the in-game betting, where you can see, like last night, it was obvious. I'd bet on the Stars. It was obvious Tampa, when they got the two goals, was going to win the game. I bet the end game over, because once Tampa got ahead, they were going to kick their butt. And you can do that kind of stuff and make up for maybe the play that wasn't very smart by betting on the Stars. And the cool thing is, easy deposits and withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. Join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live for the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
And A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody's having a good one. We're having fun with our virtual radio row. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Telling stories on the Twitch that we haven't done on air. I think I mentioned it on air before, but you want to take a call?
Let's do it.
Let's take a call.
What's that name? Hinfield.
Hey. My question is, over there with the Texans, until they really get rid of Bill O'Brien, that team ain't going nowhere. And as far as the Rockets, they need to just get rid of Harden. They done tried every year, and they just need to, you know, get rid of him. Period.
All right. Well, both of those things sound great in theory. I think they're both more difficult to do than it sounds.
He called and made this call on Tuesday.
Did he?
Yeah, that's the second time the same person with the same voice has said it the exact same way.
Listen, we all agree Bill O'Brien's no good as a head coach or a GM. I actually think he's an average head coach, maybe slightly below average. I think he's an awful, terrible, disgusting GM. And as far as James Harden, you're just so limited in what you can do. And I saw, like, Patrick Creighton tweeted out today. Let me pull up his trade offer. And it was...
AJ!
It was...
I got a trade to the Lakers!
It was accepted on the trade machine.
Oh, God.
And he was like, would you guys be into this if you're a Rockets fan? Embiid and Richardson for James Harden. Oh, and two draft picks, he says. Plus two first-round draft picks for Harden. And I'll be honest, if I'm the Rockets, of course I do that. But I don't understand. You're going to pay damn near $40 million a year for Harden, and you can have Embiid for $28 million a year. I don't know if Elton Brand,
but they may be in the same spot, AJ. They're looking at going, okay, this isn't working. We need something that's going to mix this thing up a little bit. and take a shot, because they're in the same boat.
But the Sixers are proven, unlike the Rockets, draft picks are valuable to them.
Are they? I mean, think about how many guys they drafted and then torched. I mean, they've been through. I mean, and yeah, they've had a couple hits.
Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid are pretty good hits.
Yeah, but what was I mean, they had a stretch there where they were getting like the first or second pick every year, and the guy never made it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't look at that team and tell me, oh, they're going to grow together and be good. I mean, that they're very limited in what they can do, and I don't know that Embiid is the kind of guy I would want, because I just don't think that position is very useful in today's NBA. But I would do it if I were the Rockets.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's an unskilled big.
No.
But when you've drafted all these, like you mentioned, there's a lot of, they had four top five picks, and two of them didn't work out. Markel Fultz looks like he's actually going to be able to play, but it's not there.
Right.
And Jahlil Okafor is just no good.
Right.
But Embiid and Simmons look like they can play. So when you get those guys, I feel like you got to keep
them. But you're not going to get top 10 picks anymore either.
No.
So, I mean, those picks aren't going to be that valuable. I think, you know, if you're the Sixers and you want to mix things up, you bring in James Harden, especially in the Eastern Conference, I think you've got an opportunity to be, you know.
So if you're the Sixers, you'd be taking the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands then. You're good with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want James Harden on my team, whoever I am.
I don't either.
But I can see why they would do it. I mean, they're not going anywhere. They're third dog, maybe fourth dog in the East right now with those two guys.
That's better than where the Rockets are in the West.
Well, but that's, you know, the thing is, you're the one who always says you're going to be happy with that. Are you going to be happy with that as the 76ers?
I don't know. I don't know what would make them happy.
Well, trying to do better than that. So, yeah, let's see. Okafor was a one. They had a couple like in the 24 range. It weren't any good. Simmons, Fultz, Landry Shamet was 26. Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges, he's actually a... I think he'll be all right.
Alfred Payton was a top 10 pick. Michael Carter Williams was a top 11 pick.
But now you're going back like a couple of...
Going back 5 years, basically, to where the process started. So,
well, Michael Carter Williams was before that.
I think he was one of the early ones when they were doing that mess, but I could be wrong. But no, if I'm the Sixers and I got a chance to get a guy that from the outside is an MVP candidate, and I know the ceiling with this team, why wouldn't you? Because you see Harden every day, you know what he is.
That's true.
They don't. They're looking at, hey, man, this guy was MVP 3 years ago.
Well, I mean, listen, if I'm the Rockets, I would do that trade in a heartbeat.
Well, so would I.
If that
because
were
both teams are in sort of the same boat as far as I'm concerned. They're basically ceilinged where they are. And I don't see the 76ers suddenly finding some path with these two guys to being the best team in the East. They've got some big names, but they're nowhere near the Celtics right now. And, you know, I think Milwaukee's better. I think they're on the level with the Raptors at best. And that's not good enough. So I could see them wanting to do it. And, yeah, I wouldn't. I want to make that clear. Unless I'm somebody like Sacramento that never makes the playoffs, I'm not really interested. Unless you think he's the final piece to the puzzle.
I mean, Sacramento, you also know. Like, I mean, I guess if your goal is just making the playoffs and losing, that's fine. But Sacramento looks at Houston and says, okay, well, if we get James Harden, we know we can get to the playoffs, but we have no chance of winning. Like, to me...
But see, guys don't think like that, AJ. They think, man, if we get this guy, finally we'll be able to do something. Especially when your franchise has been run down.
That's what I'm saying. I think they could get to the playoffs. Yeah. And for a team like Sacramento, that may be a nice goal. That may be good for them. They'd be like, okay, we'll take it.
But I'm just saying, if
I were in their shoes and I was a team that never made the playoffs, I'm not looking for that short-term fix that James Harden would provide.
Because your long-term fixes work so well so far.
Well, they've got a new GM in place. They fired Vlade Divac because he thought that, you know, Marvin Bagley was a player. Sometimes that happens. But you've got a new group in there. Maybe you think they can draft better. I don't know. I mean, I would see the upside to bringing in a guy like that because it does feel like Harden's floor is make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to imagine a team with James Harden not making the playoffs. But if you add James Harden to the Kings, I mean,
well, my point is, if you're that franchise that's never won anything, and I don't even know what you would trade. I feel like Jason Braddock here. I haven't gone and looked at
Let's not act like the Rockets are some, you know, they've got rings hanging out their ass. That's not the case either.
No, but I mean, again, for some people, the fact that you have a guy who is an MVP candidate every year will get you to the playoffs. That's going to put some butts in the seats. And for a team that hasn't done anything ever, that would be appealing to me if I were running that team. And then you'd have the same false hope that Rockets fan has. Oh, if we can just get one or two pieces around him and get the right guy, we might be able to do it. Just put that evil on somebody else. That would be my thought.
Wow. It's a great idea in theory. But
I do think that somebody would want the guy for those kind of reasons. And if the Sixers want him and are willing to give up something for it, okay, good luck. I mean, I'm down with that. But I'm not making those decisions. Daryl Morey is. And I mean,
and it would work more with a team like, because I've heard, what about the Knicks? And the Knicks, as bad as they've been, the Knicks don't need to sell out. They don't need someone to bring in fans because
they like flash, man. That's why they were after Durant and they were after Irving and they've been after
then
everybody.
Why did they trade Porzingis?
Because they were stupid. Nobody says they're smart. But Porzingis wasn't really flash. I mean, he was a damn good player and they gave him away for nothing. But, you know, they want sexy there. Harden would be sexy for the Knicks.
If you were to trade with Sacramento, I mean, in order to salary match, the one guy who would certainly have to come back is Harrison Barnes, who makes about $25 million a year for the next 4 years. Because they don't have anybody else.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I mentioned Sacramento, but I don't know what their cap situation
is.
Harrison,
and if Harrison Barnes is the best piece that comes back,
I'm guessing you're getting a lot of draft picks, but if he's on that team, those draft picks are not going to be lottery picks.
Yeah.
Theoretically, unless he blows a knee.
Although they still, I mean, in the West, they still could be.
Yeah, maybe.
You trade James Harden to the East, he's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the West, I don't know. Because right now, and who was talking about this? Maybe it was the bench guys were talking about it. Like, when you look at the Western Conference next year, it's no lock that the Rockets are even a playoff team.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to look like.
As constructed, like.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, as constructed right now, yeah. But I do think Dallas is better. I think Phoenix is better. I think Memphis is going to be better than what they were last year. I don't know what the Blazers are. I think the Blazers are kind of very...
The Blazers are in the same group as the Rockets.
Pretty much. I mean, they could be ninth. They could be fifth.
But the wild cards are like the Grizzlies, the Pelicans...
Right. See, I don't know if the Grizzlies are a wild card. I think that's a team that's on the upswing. Those guys are going to get better. I think that's a playoff team.
Oklahoma City. Who knows what they're going to.
Well, it looks like they're going to trade Paul. So,
What are they going to get back?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to research all
what
that.
What teams?
What teams? Oh man! All right. Hey, guess who's on the line? My man, Lawyer Dave.
What teams, Lawyer Dave?
Well, I would have to say the Portland Trail Blazers would be a good spot to send them.
All right. What are we getting back?
Nothing. We never get anything back. What are you talking about?
What do you think? This is the Texans? Come on.
Okay. Let's talk about them. Let's trade the guy that's the number one receiver in the league right now to the littlest quarterback that's ever played football, as far as I can see.
Oh, that's mean. I think Fran Tarkenton was shorter than him. I'm going to go back far enough.
In fact, my wife said, well, how does this guy see over the linemen? I said, he doesn't. They create passing lanes. That's kind of the deal with this team. They figured it out.
Well, I'm just glad to see an Oompa Loompa be successful. I mean, that's, you know,
yeah.
Those guys have had a hard time.
I totally agree. And, man, it's exciting to watch those guys. Really exciting.
Well, you know, you could be tall, you could be short, you could be an Oompa Loompa, but if you're in a car accident, there's only one person to call, right?
Yeah, you better dial Dave at 713-626-8900. Any kind of an accident, slip and fall, medical malpractice, industrial accident, 18-wheeler, you pick it, give me a holler. If I can help you, I sure will.
And if you have a problem with your doctor, like, oh, say they just disappear and don't give you your medication and you get really sick because of it, is that something you handle?
That is a bad move on the doctor's part to just disappear. There's strict requirements on that. You bet. That's something to give me a holler about. I'll gladly talk to whoever that, if that happened to somebody, unfortunately, for sure.
Well, you might know that person. You practice everywhere in Texas. Yeah, the best part is you don't charge for consultations, and there's no money out of pocket until the case is over with.
That's right. That's exactly right, Fred. If somebody needs to go to a doctor and they don't have transportation, we'll get them there. If they don't have money and they don't know who to see, we'll pick out a doctor that's in their area in the specialty that they need, and they won't have to pay any money up front. That's the way we work, to get the best situation we can for those injured folks that really do need our help.
And tell them how they get in touch with you. Of course, they can always hit me up, and about two or three times a week people do, and I give them that number, 713-626-8900, but tell them how else they can do it.
You bet. You can hit me up at lawyerdave.com. That's my email address, or lawyerdavelaw is my Twitter account, even though I'm not very active on it. But Fred sure is, and he's got a million followers, so hit my buddy Fred up. He'll get you to me for sure.
All right. Tell them what they do if they need a lawyer.
If you are hurt in an accident, you better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Virtual radio row. Look, virtual hooker just walked by.
Are you virtually chasing her down? Right?
I'm waving virtual money at her. I don't think it's enough, though. So probably not going to happen.
Cheap bastard.
Hey, man, I'm willing to go a hundo.
Okay, well, you know what a hundo will get you in Vegas? It ain't teeth.
Hey, nothing wrong with a gummer. Once you've had a gummer, you never go back. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. We didn't talk about Tyrod Taylor yesterday. That's what I wanted to ask Lawyer Dave about. Totally forgot. But if a doctor accidentally punctures your lung, giving you a pain shot.
A crazy story.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that something Lawyer Dave would do?
I would imagine.
Yeah, that's what I meant to ask about. So we didn't talk about that, but that's crazy. I mean, somebody's getting fired, I'm guessing. Didn't talk about the basketball game last night.
No, we did not. Heat looking good, man.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero looks nice, too. He's a guy who I thought, coming out of college, I thought he was, I mean, obviously he's a great shooter. He's a fantastic shooter, and he was worth, he was a moneymaker in college. But I didn't think that he was really a complete player, and he's starting to look more and more like he's the real deal. Like, that guy can play some ball.
He was a good player in college, but he was also kind of he wasn't the first option. They would go to him for threes, and he was great at it. But yeah, he's turned into a real solid player, and last night he was fantastic. So 3-1, looks like you're going to get Heat Lakers.
There you go.
Are you excited?
I mean, I think it's fine. LeBron against his old team. There's some story there.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for you or what?
Nah, I'm not interested at all. Okay. I mean, I hate to say it, but
you don't care whoever it is.
I think the Lakers are going to win, and you know, I have no love for the Lakers, and great for LeBron to add to his legacy and get another title. But otherwise, I don't care. Basketball, for some reason, like I was really into basketball and baseball when this started because that's what we had. But now that I have real sports, I just am not interested. I'll follow it. I'll keep up with it. But I'm not going to get excited about it. And, yeah, I guess it's fine. I'm just not passionate about any of these sports right now, yeah, except for football. And even then, you know, it's not quite the same with college football, but I'm adjusting like everybody else. And you know, I'd like to see a UH game at some point this season.
That'd be fun.
It'd be fun for me. But, yeah, I didn't hear. Was Dana on with John and Lance this morning?
I didn't hear. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show.
Oh, okay. Because I was. I usually listen to him in the morning, but there was a. There's a lot going on, apparently, in U.S. politics that the Canadians love to talk about on Canada Talks.
So you were hooked in.
Yeah, I was kind of locked into that.
All right.
But apparently we're way more interesting than they are right now, which shocked me.
When do they do their elections?
Well, see, that's the thing. The government has to say that there's – basically has to say when there's going to be an election. And they just did a thing where they prorogued the government, which means they shut them down. And now they can have an election if they want, if the liberals think they can, because they have a minority government. If they think they can get a majority government, they'll have an election. But it's not like every 4 years. And so they just had an election last year. And, yeah, that's a...
Sounds convoluted.
It is, but, I mean, frankly, their political system is better than ours, but not if you ask them. That's okay. That's the fun part about it.
Well.
Because they at least have more than two parties.
That I'm for.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I have like six, but there's only
probably too many.
But there's three meaningful ones, and then the other guys get some seats, so they have a voice, which is cool. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, yeah. You see who says the Cy Young, the NL Cy Young Award winner should be?
NL Cy Young Award winner. Not Clayton Kershaw?
Trevor Bauer says it's him.
I don't think so.
That's what he says.
Tyler Bauer?
Trevor Tyler. I don't see how you can see it any other way, he says.
Well, he's been good.
He's got an NL leading 173 ERA, first NL pitcher to reach 100 strikeouts on the season. When asked if he thought he'd submitted himself as the NL Cy Young Award winner, he said, I don't see how you can see it any other way.
I don't think there is. I think Corbin Burns could be in that conversation. Yu Darvish has reemerged as a good player. Who would have thought? Jacob DeGrom has been very good.
So you're disagreeing with Trevor Tyler?
I'm saying Clayton Kershaw has been very good. I would say that there's ways to see it another way. How about that?
That's not unimaginable to me. That's not what he says.
Okay.
Can't see it any other way.
I mean,
and we know everything he says is the truth.
Okay. Well.
Oh, he's such a turd. I love him. He'd be a perfect Astro. He really would.
Yeah.
Just throw him in with the rest of the turds.
Oh, his ERA is 1.80. That is pretty damn good.
No, 1.73 after last night.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, you look at it, it's kind of hard to argue with him. I mean, yeah, you can see it other ways, but he sure looks like the favorite to me.
5-4 on the season.
That's the one thing that might hold it back, because that's, you know, but that's not really his fault either. You know what? Here's where I'll look. NL Cy Young odds.
Well, there you have it.
That'll tell us.
The Reds also, I mean, I guess the Reds, they haven't made the playoffs in a long time, and they've got a chance to now. I guess he might be the front runner. And it's probably very important to him because he's a free agent.
As of September 23rd, Yu Darvish was the chalk.
Okay. What's the date today? You know, the 24th.
Yeah. Mm. So, according to this, but...
Here it says, here are names in the discussion, and this is according to CBS. Jacob DeGrom, Yu Darvish, Dinelson Lamet, Corbin Burns, Max Fried.
So here we go. Yu Darvish plus 110. If you believe Trevor Bauer, you're getting plus 800 right now.
Ooh, wow.
Aaron Nola plus 550. DeGrom plus 150. Max Fried plus 800.
I wonder if people don't like Tyler Bauer and they would hold that against him.
I don't like him, but I wouldn't hold anything against him, especially if I can collect plus 800 on him.
No, I'm talking about like voters.
Oh.
Because, you know, especially baseball voters are vindictive little...
Yeah, well,
biatches.
They're all old and they're not dying off fast enough.
No.
So,
hey guys, fall is here, and obviously you want to get outside. Get your ass outside and start grilling.
Guess what I'll be doing tonight when I get
you
on.
Grilling?
I'm gonna be throwing on that pork butt. So we have pulled pork for lunch tomorrow with happy hour.
Are you? You're not saucing it, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to rub it down, throw it on there overnight while I'm sleeping.
Are you putting brown sugar on it?
A little bit.
I won't be able to eat it.
Okay, that's then right. I'll hold off on that.
No, you put it on there, man. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. You make it the right way. I'm just going to have to man up. But listen, you're going to be doing it on a grill you got from Texas Star Grill Shop, I bet. You ain't got no janky-ass grill. You're not cooking on like
a Memphis wood pellet grill.
Yeah. I knew you weren't cooking on like an Old Smoky or something.
No.
Respect to Old Smoky, OG. But you can get stuff way better at Texas Star Grill Shop, the Traeger, Memphis. Like what I've got is the Pits and Spits, which I think is really, really good. Great quality, great performance. Usually have a waiting list. Not right now. They built some inventory, made right here in Houston. You know you're getting a damn good grill. Kamado Joe, if you're not looking for the pellet grills. Guys, they're opening a fourth location in October. Stay tuned for a grand opening announcement. But as of now, you can stop by and see them in Houston, Katy, and Spring. And, of course, you can see them online at TexasStarGrillShop.com. Free delivery and assembly. Get yourself a grill. Save big during the fall grill sale. That's Texas Star Grill Shop, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.